Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Let the wise listen and add their learning, and let the discerner
get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, sayings or riddles of the wise. Then it goes on in verse 7, says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, we've been doing this for about 2 years now. We definitely have covered the basic majority of all the proverbs. So, if you have been on the line, you know that basically what this right here is saying is basically giving us the outline of what we do, basically, gaining knowledge of God and gaining wisdom and instruction, like it says in verse 2. Definitely, I like the way 5 says, let the wise listen and add their learning, and let discerning get guidance. Let the discerning get guidance. That's definitely true, you know, way back when, you know, now looking at the times, you know, you had B.C. and you had A.D., which is after death, after Christ left the earth. They look at the timelines, and definitely over the years, if you look at technology and everything that we have, people have definitely added their wisdom to what was left. So looking at this being even as the Old Testament, even after the way the Bible is set up, in the Old Testament, all this was left, but there's still more to gain. There's always going to be a change. The world definitely changes over time, and it definitely grows just as God wants us to grow in Him. The world grows around us and continues to grow after generation after generation. You know, it talks about in Proverbs. Definitely, I think last week we had talked about, you know, the next generation and definitely how what we do is left for the other, for our next generation, and it does talk about that in Proverbs. It also talks about understanding these proverbs and parables. Definitely, what we do here on the first, we're breaking down the proverbs and the parables and the meanings and all the metaphors that we see. Everybody doesn't see them the same. This is why we like to have interactive, make it an interactive radio show so we can hear different interpretations and different meanings of the Word of God. Everybody doesn't have the same interpretations as, you know, the person next to you. So it definitely matters. Your opinion matters. And definitely when it comes to these proverbs, there's more than one way, two ways, three ways of seeing all of these proverbs, I believe. So that's what we're starting off at. Verse 7 definitely gives us a great start to kick it off. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So definitely, you know, speaking of the knowledge part, you know, we really gain knowledge and wisdom. So starting off with the knowledge, I like how we say knowledge first. So, you know, we started off with the Lord first. And once you definitely, like I said before, once you have your team, that's the only player you need. So he's definitely on our side, and he's here for us personally, I would like to believe. I like to believe that, you know, once you become a Christian, you're on his team, you're on Christ's team. And there's nothing that's going to be able to get us down. So that's my take on the first 7 verses. Do we have any callers on the line to make any comments?
Yeah, good morning. Definitely the purpose and the theme in those first 7 verses. And when you have a purpose in your life, you have a reason for living, and purpose in this particular proverb was to pass on the benefit of getting godly knowledge and godly wisdom, and every man should pass it on to the next man, and every man that has a child should pass it on to the next child, godly wisdom, and continue to reiterate it. That's why it's important to continue to go through the Proverbs, continue to talk about it, and as life unfolds, to be able to apply the word to life. And so many times, as growing up as a young man, you need some instruction, you need some guidance. And it's always good to be able to have an earthly person, a father, or someone that could say, hey, this is what I did. I turned to the word of God. This is what God said, how to handle it. Because life is going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. And if you have someone that knows the word and someone can point you to the word that's going to be able to deal with it, it's going to be an awesome benefit for you. So we might repeat studying, you know, all 31 Proverbs, but we have 31 days in a month, and I guarantee you that every day in that month is going to be different, and it's going to have its own challenge. And so it's important for us to fall back on it, that knowledge and that wisdom, to be able to just deal from day to day. And so that's the purpose and the theme of these first seven verses.
All right, thank you for the insight there. I'd like to continue on to the next couple verses here. So it says, listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are the garland to grace your head, chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let it lie and wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like a grave, a hole to those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder, cast lots with us. We will all share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths. Do not set foot on their paths. For their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. So these verses right here from verse 8 now to verse 16, where I read these 8 verses, are basically saying, you know, as you were saying previously, you know, about having an earthly father or having somebody, you know, just to look up to. Starting with the father's instructions is a great thing. It definitely starts you off on a great path there. And then it talks about don't forsake your mother's teachings. Definitely, you can learn from anybody and anybody. So, you can take it from a woman's perspective. All knowledge is good knowledge, and definitely you can learn from, like I said, anybody. You can learn from a child. You can learn from older people, definitely. You know, they have more experience. So I like to say, you know, don't knock everybody down just because, you know, they're not on the same level as you, or they might come at you a different way. Just always keep an open mind as far as knowledge goes. You know, sometimes it's men. I know it says son, but, you know, it even talks to men. Men, we don't like to listen to a lot of people because, you know, sometimes we think we know it all. We know this, we know that. Oh, man, like we get an analogy about, you know, the instructions. We don't like to read the instructions. And funny thing is, this week I heard on the radio they were talking about, you know, what's one of the main things that women don't like, and they were like, you know, how men never ask for instructions. They were talking about how majority of the time, if you lost, you're not going to tell her you lost, but you're going to figure out a way to get back wherever you need to go. And they'll be sitting there, are we lost? Are we lost? No, we're not lost. You know, I got this, you know, trying to stick your chest out. But, you know, sometimes you got to ask for help. It'll be the greatest thing you do. Sometimes it could be your biggest downfall if you don't want help, you know, thinking you know everything. No man knows everything. Only God knows everything. That's a fact. And definitely it takes place here where it talks about, you know, don't give in to sinful men. You know, it talks about a lot of things in these verses right here. Definitely, you know, talks about the grave, plunder, filling your house with loot. Goes down the line here, definitely things that you know are wrong, but it entices you to go out and do it. You know, definitely you don't get tempted by, you know, things that you don't want. So you see things that you want, and that's how, you know, the devil's going to tempt you, because he knows, you know, what you need, what, not what you need, but what you want. So that's how he definitely tempts you. And these verses are a great way to definitely keep yourself on the right path. Just remember that, you know, like it says, keep that, keep the grace around your neck, and keep the instructions from your mother and your father. Definitely great verses right here. We have any comments on these? All right. If not,
yeah, I think that it's good to know that you got people looking out for you. And that verses 8 and 9, there's your mother and your father looking out for you. And it's not meant to hurt you, but it's meant to help you. Sometimes when you're younger and you have a father and a mother that's trying to give you instruction, trying to teach you stuff, sometimes it's a drag. Sometimes you don't want to hear it. Sometimes it's like, oh, really? Yes, Ma, yes, Dad, I understand, wah, 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 wah. And it gets a little wonky. But in the end, what they're trying to do is they're trying to set you up for success. They're trying to get you in a place where their teaching and their instructions will work out best for you, so life will work out best for you. And then what happens as you get older and you understand it, then you wear it proudly, like a crown or like a chain, and you are saying, wow, I'm glad I got this wisdom. I'm glad I got this instruction, because this is where that wisdom and instruction has allowed me to advance to. And so you'll understand it a little bit later on. But at the time, it seems a little overbearing, a little micromanaged. But there, in the end, it's going to be something that you're thankful for, something that you're glad they took the time to share with you. And then those other verses just warns you to use that wisdom, that knowledge that your father and your mother have given you, to stay away from sinful men and the temptations and the trappings of, you know, get rich quick schemes and the lights and the glamour, knowing that these things can get you in trouble. These things can have a devastating effect on your life. And the wisdom and the instructions your mom and your dad from the Word of God gives you will give you the background and the underpinning, the foundation to recognize these tricks of the enemy and stay away from them, because in the end, you'll end up ambushing yourself, you end up hurting yourself, and we definitely want to stay away from that.
Definitely always good to have good people in your corner. Always, always. So, go ahead to the next couple verses here. It says, where's that? All right. It says, such are the paths of those who go after ill-gotten gains. It takes away the life of those who get it. That goes with the verses at the top there, definitely. When I was talking about the loot and all the plunder, how it fills your house, it definitely won't last. And I think that, you know, sometimes when we look at certain things, even though sometimes you look at it and you might be down in your life, you might be you know, pressed for a little cash or something, and then it's just like you always make that easy decision to say, oh, it'd be easier to do it this way. But in the long run, it's always wrong. Definitely got to keep in mind, you know, to do the right thing at all times. Because God's watching you first, and then secondly, you know, there's consequences for every action. So that's my take on that verse right there. So we're going to jump down to verse 20 right here real quick. It says, out in the open, wisdom calls out. She raises her voice in public squares. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen to God, But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when stress and troubles overwhelm you, then they will call me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but I will not, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and do not choose to fear the Lord. So those verses right there speak of wisdom. A lot of the time, like I said, you know, we don't like to listen, and you know, we like to keep digging ourselves into a bigger grave. And like I said, you know, after a certain point, it's too late. You know, if you look at the analogy of you working on something or you're doing something and you continue to do it the wrong way, it can end up catastrophic. We had a guy at one of our facilities, been there for 35 years, and he had been doing his job for pretty much, you know, about a good, they said, 20 years, and he had been doing it the wrong way and continued to do it the wrong way. And he went to go work in with a piece of machinery that was energized, and he lost a finger. And he had been doing it for years, and he got a routine of doing it, and he knew how to do it. But, you know, after a while, that definitely reached out and bit him, and it was a little too late, you know, to learn to do it the right way. He should have, you know, locked it out and de-energized it, but it could have been worse. Could have been, they say, you know, definitely now they're going to look at better ways, but, you know, sometimes it shouldn't take for an incident or for something bad to happen for us to learn that, you know, wisdom is there. It doesn't take all that. We definitely should try to find a better way of doing things before it gets, you know, gets bad, gets worse. We should start off the right way. If you start off the right way, you don't have to, you know, go back and try and change things. You know, if you do what's right, you don't have to worry about what's wrong. You know, a lot of the times they say, you know, you don't have to worry about the police if you're doing the right thing. And that's very true. If you're doing the right thing, then, you know, nobody should have anything to say to you, regardless of, you know, what's going on in the world right now. You know, if you're doing the right thing and you're more concerned about you and God, you stay focused on that, then, you know, being with God, that wisdom does come. And keeping that wisdom, you'll be wise enough to say, you know, I'm good, I'm with God, and that's what I should be focused on. That's our goal here on earth, to be more like God. And, definitely, that's the wisest decision to make. That's my take on these couple of verses, just as an overview and just overall on these verses right here. You guys got any comments?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with your examples. The wisdom is giving a rebuke, to saying that, hey, you can keep doing it your way, and I will, it'll come to a point where you're gonna look for me, and I'm not gonna be there. And because you kept doing it the wrong way, how long will you keep doing it the wrong way? I've called out. I've been public. I've made speeches. I've written books. I've done everything. I've given you parents. I've given you materials, and you know, like on your job, they get training, lockout, tagout, safety, and all these things. And how long are you going to keep doing it your way? And at verse 22, it says, "How long will you, who are simple, love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge?" And basically what happens is you're playing the role of a fool when you refuse to listen to the wisdom, when you refuse to listen to the knowledge, the book, the training, the instructions that people have given. And what will happen is those same instructions and wisdom and knowledge and advice that people have given that you reject against those things, what's going to happen? Something's going to happen to you. And it's going to be too late, and you're not going to be able to get back what you lost because you were a fool and you refused to listen to that knowledge, that wisdom, and that people that were around you to say, hey, don't do this, do it this way, do it this way, don't do it that way, because if you do it that way, this is going to happen. And so when it happens, you won't be able to blame wisdom, you won't be able to blame knowledge, you won't be able to blame anyone but yourself.
Definitely good verses right here to end off this chapter one. You know, the first chapter of these Proverbs, and definitely shows us, you know, the way of why we're here and why we're doing this first word, just to continue the wisdom and the knowledge that's been left here. We definitely got to take into account that, you know, if it's there, you should use it. I was reading a document in closing that that says, you know, if the materials are there and everything's there and it's easier for you to get to, you know, and if it's the right thing to do, even in the workplace, even if we like to say even in the church and even with the Word of God, if it's right there, we have it on our cell phone and it's easier to use, then we should definitely use it. It says 99.9% of the time, if it's easy to use and it's there for us to use, then we're going to use it. It's definitely a great thing to know that it's here. In our day and age, it's more available. It's on your phone. It's everywhere. And we definitely should use it to gain the wisdom and the knowledge and not be fools, like it says in these verses right here. Is there any more comments before for y'all? Alright, if not, I'm going to go ahead and close this out here. Devin, Father, thank you for today. Thanks for continuing to bring everybody back here to the first word. Pray that you just bless us all. Pray that you bless those that wanted to call in. Pray that you continue to bless us in the world. Pray that you help us gain more wisdom and show us more about your knowledge and what you've left for us here. Pray you continue to help us, everybody, through the week. Pray that everybody has a wonderful Sunday. And pray that you continue to keep us, bring us back here once again to another first word. And in Jesus' name, I pray, amen. All right, till next week, this is the first word.